Okay, so we're going.
We're going. What, this is chapter something?
Chapter 7 still.
Chapter 7 still. So we're in Saturn Valley.
And yeah, the cave is blocked, as you may recall.
The cave got blocked because the bomb was thrown by was it by the main guy or
by
just a
Pig
random pig mask?
Masks.
Just a random pig mask, okay.
Mantis looks this way. Scary.
Says the Saturn. Presumably, you can take the tunnel has been destroyed. Does this mean we can't leave the village? Let's toss the Mr. Saturn so if there's any other way to get outside. Okay, so that Saturn just says Mantis looks this way. Scary. Ha ha ha, you come buying? You can sell too. I, Mr. Saturn, Boing, can do all for you. You want to buy Zoom? All right, we'll sell off some stuff.
Or maybe we won't.
Yeah, we don't really have much extra, as I recall. A lot of it got used up from the bus battle.
So we need like 2,400, 3,600,
I'm sorry, barefoot shoes.
6,600. Yeah.
Friends, the barefoot shoes are shoes with bare feet patterns printed on the outside. The bowling ribbon can prevent forgetfulness, which seems. We don't have nearly this much money, do we?
Yeah, let's see how much money we have total.
We talked to the frog outside, right? And then he'll issue us some dragon points.
I'm just gonna
Oh.
take it all.
Okay, well, actually, we have 14,000.
Buy.
We're gonna buy. But you're still in Locust. Yeah. So she gets a new set of gloves.
It's at the bottom.
Causes an enemy to stink thereby making the target of everyone's attacks.
I do love the honey shower.
You throw honey on an enemy and then a swarm of bees attacks it. Classic. A Leo bracelet?
But I'm actually gonna buy the first one. I'm gonna go for the one.
So the barefoot shoes for Dracula, I think. Oh.
They're a downgrade. We got
Oh,
like
they
a
are?
special item for him.
Oh! Oh, it says down. Right. Okay, sorry.
He's got the mystic shoes.
Okay.
So we got all our Leo bracelets. What else do we have? So this would be a downgrade for you guys, but you, I thought you could get the boring ribbon.
In place of the cow hat,
So now
or
he's dressed
Shug.
like a Mr. Saturn.
Mr. Saturn Shug.
They sold him some traditional garb. All right, so what do I think? Should I do ice or
Fire.
You know what? I'll do fire because it goes across the whole party.
Wait, it does?
Yeah, when they
Oh,
do a peek of
yeah.
fire.
And they do a PK. You're right. I was thinking. I thought you were saying the protection goes across the whole party, and I was confused.
Now you know.
No, I know. Are there non-psi elemental attacks that we have to be worried about?
Some like when they throw the.
Like there's that the Miss Lava.
Yeah, technically a lot of what she uses is psi powers anyway, though. Actually, wait, I am gonna buy a couple honey attractors. Come again. What is come again?
Ha ha ha, you come buying, you can sell too. I'm Mr. Soden. Okay, so this is a different shop guy?
Yeah.
This is like the consumables shop. Gonna buy any healers?
Yeah, I'm just gonna... gonna distribute them later.
Yeah. Doggy jerkies are only 54. Yeah. Which is pretty cheap.
They can only heal Shug, though.
Yeah. Well, and the other main problem is inventory slots are a big concern in this game. When eaten in battle, anything can happen.
I'm just gonna buy, like, a shitload of these heal items. We spent all our money, but that's fine. Roasted barley, tasty, zoom. Not scary, is not scary. These aren't the right guys.
You always come from now on?
Wow, what a thing to ask me.
We all good friends. All everyone. Sleep at night. Sky is same, huh? Oh, what a surprise! Wow, wow, wow! Potential. No want to catch anymore. Mantis, sorry. Big person. Broke tunnel and left. Oh, is there any way to leave besides that tunnel? We collect birdsies. Lots of birdsies for flying vehicle, but not enough birdsies yet. Maybe one more? We're gonna fly using birds?
So we have to catch birds. And they are attracting the birds with balloons attached to their noses.
Okay. So the Mr. Saturns are lying on their back with balloons on strings tied to their noses. Trying to attract a bird. Oh, we see a bird. Catch the bird. You caught a bird. So you can't move when the bird's looking at you. Classic stealth game.
I think you also can't run anywhere near them.
You're already holding a bird. Alright, so we can only catch one bird.
I wasn't sure if that was the case or not.
Alright, so we gotta go back. Deliver this bird. Catch a birdie, hand it over the bird. Use birdies, good. You wait, outside. You know, some things I want to forget and some things I have forgotten. But have you forgotten me? It's me, the rope snake. I apologize for the trouble I caused before. No, I'm not depressed. I'm not. Really, I'm not depressed. Alright. So we... go upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, they wanted us to wait after we delivered the bird, so now I guess we gotta wait somehow. Oh, is it, do we wait in the hot spring?
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
I see. Inside hot spring, but have coffee?
Yes. And you can read this while I drink a real life coffee.
Oh my word. Alright, we have a diamond pattern background scroll text thingy. No one is simply born strong. People only grow stronger little by little, by encountering difficult situations and by learning not to run from them, no matter how frightening or daunting they may be. Lucas, this is exactly what you have done to grow strong. However, you did not do it for yourself. You grew strong for those you would otherwise be unable to help. They are the reason you are strong. Even now, you occasionally show a glimpse of it, Lucas. Fleeting images of that once-pampered crybaby boy can sometimes be seen in your smile. But you've come a long way. There's no telling what to expect from here on out, but if one thing is certain, it's that those who believe in you will be right there to help. Trust in them. Now go forth, or whatever stands out the most in your eyes. Go, facing not the darkness, but the light. Lucas and his companions. You have driven the enemy into a corner. The enemy's back is to the wall. There is nothing to fear now. Everyone is watching on with complete faith in you. In their hearts, they all say, thank you. Can you hear them?
Wow, that's good.
That's good.
The only thing I have to complain about is that when they say that Lucas was pampered, I think he just got, like, the regular correct amount of parental love that most people don't get. Not really pampered.
Yeah.
I object.
Okay, so the Mr. Saturn comes out and visits us at the hot spring. I polished dull thingy to sparkly thingy. You wound up giving your courage badge to Mr. Saturn. I make sparkly and give back. I make sparkly. Birdcage done.
I think it's a key item, so I think even though Lucas's inventory was full, it's fine.
So do we...
I want to make sure I have it.
The courage thingy?
Yeah.
No, he took it. Don't we have to talk to him to get it back?
Oh, okay. And well, he was trying to give it back to me then, but I couldn't take it into Lucas's inventory. See, this is why I figured we can just
That's fine.
Dump it through there.
These inventory management shenanigans. I don't know why Toy likes them.
Oh, he's gonna continue polishing it. Leave it to me.
Leave it to me. Yeah, he's gonna... Okay. He'll polish it later.
So, did they prepare the flying machine down here?
Yeah, I guess. Wherever that bird cage... Yeah, here we go. Flying birdie cage done. You ride flying birdie cage? So we hit yes. So we just hold on to this rope then. The rope snake shouts, hold it! You guys really think that cheap rope will last all the way to Tasmelee with you hanging on it? Tisk, have some faith in me. I may have dislocated my jaw last time, but I still got plenty left in me. Just give me one more chance. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. I knew I could expect great things from you, Lucas. This looks to be a manly journey through the skies. Here goes, know something. So the birds start flapping in their cage.
And it's the Skyrunner theme.
Yeah, theme of Skyrunner begins. And then we use the rope snake to grab onto the cage. And everyone's just dragging behind. As the cage flies through the sky and the clouds.
I like the duster looks like what I always imagined Count Olaf looks like.
Grub Snake says, "Arr! Arr!" He's going, "Ah!" Is he gonna make it? I hope so. I mean, he gave a dramatic speech and all. Oh no! He didn't make it! They fall off the birdcage. Splash into the water.
This is another scene where there's an alt version of it with no Kumatora. Because you can beat this before the Chimera Lab.
Oh. You bet on me, but it seems you lost, huh? Yep, I fell. As did you after you bet on me. I think that for a while, I'm gonna act like a flatworm and hide myself inside a hole. So don't talk to me. The heroic and cool rope snake you once knew is dead. In a tiny, quiet voice, I say, so long.
Oh, Lucas, you should take a break here once in a while. A little nap in the serum will really revitalize you. Will you take a break?
This is Bronson. We knew him from Tasmania, I guess.
Yeah. You're fully revitalized. Come back anytime. And there's an arrow on the sand, and it's pointing, and when you walk up, it's a crab, and he goes, I'm not a very rare, I'm a not very rare imitation crab. Real crabs try to copy our taste, color, and texture, but we just look the other way. What can't be overlooked, though, is Taintain Island south of here. You're headed there too, right? I pretty much knew before I even saw you. You can't wait all you can, or you can wait all you want, but no ship's gonna come. You gotta walk across the ocean. First, talk to the sea. Get up real nice and close, and then everything will start from there.
And the crab goes back into the sand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we can do one of two campaigns. We can either go through to the island, which I think we should maybe save, or we can go through the mole cricket thing to the snow zone, which is where the game wanted us to go before we went to save Duster.
Well, let's do the snow zone, I guess.
Okay. Because the island thing I kind of want to save for when we have, like, no time crunch anything, so we can just sort of luxuriate in it if we want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could theoretically go to the island without either of the two, like, compatriots, with just Lucas and Shug.
So here we are, by the, like, that beach that was connected to Tasmelia. So we're basically at Tasmelia.
Oh,
the rope snake basically got us there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're, like, literally in Tasmelia.
Yeah, we just had to go, like, one screen north to be in Tasmelia, and then there's the graveyard and all the familiar things. Right, cool.
And there's arrow lizards because they're like, they might not know where to go at this point.
Where? Oh, that arrow lizard was pointing south?
No, you talk to them and then they spin and then they point the correct direction for the story event.
They don't just sit in the correct direction all the time.
Because we took the wrong way.
Talk to an arrow lizard. Going south? The mysterious, dangerous woods. We go to a side path and back up north. I like that all these enemies just bump out of our way when we're dashing. It's good, it's good.
These guys gave us so much trouble. Take that.
Huge amounts of trouble.
Now I'm gonna attack them.
I am the lizard, I'll show you which direction you need to go. Round and round. Spin, spin, spin south.
Oh shit.
Where I stop, soon you'll find out. I love a good. Oh wait.
You said to cross go back... the river.
Oh, I see.
I'm the wrong frog. If you talk to the frog on the left, and then the right frog says, I'm the right frog, and activates the bridge.
Okay. So frogs come up out of the water. And now frogs are floating on the water. And we... hop. From one frog's head to the next. Across the whole bridge. And then that was where the guys were, that brought us here in a boat or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's one of the Maggie huts right there. We're back at the little lake.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where we need to go. Probably... these guys can row us up the river. We'll just do that. See where it takes us. Oh no, we're going that way?
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
We're going downriver.
Mild steering accident.
Some would say this is not where we want to go, and we will immediately make them take us back.
Hey, but at least we have those nice Dutch bridges.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if,
Yeah, I didn't need to go anywhere. I just love the ambiance of your boat.
Yeah. I don't know if there are... I've seen Dutch bridges where it's like water goes over, like the cars go down and the water goes up, and then boats can sail over top of the car path, the road. Because the road goes down through a tunnel that they made.
I guess. That sounds bonkers.
It is bonkers, but cars are short and boats, like sailboats, are tall, so the sailboat has to go over top of the thing instead of having the road go over the water, you know?
Right. I mean, I get what you're saying. It just, when first presented, sounds...
Oh, it looks just as crazy as it sounds. There's a cave.
Yeah, I just didn't want to have to take this cave if we didn't have to. Remember this cave?
Oh, it's all dark in here. You can only see, like an inch in front of your face.
It is like a filter that we could theoretically take off of the thing. I just don't really feel like we need to bother with that.
The interesting part is that it's not even like a total blackout. Like it would have been on the old Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Oops. Whatever. Okay, so we need to go kind of how we went, but not go in the hole, which is like I thought we wanted to go in the hole, but really not. So we go this way. We go this way. Maybe once we're down there, we have to go. Do this way. This way. Nope, that's the hole. So we have to go south. This way. Much like a skeleton,
Toot-toot. We did find a vine.
Yeah.
And then another vine, here we are.
I just wanted to make sure that they're not, like, trick vines.
Right. Alright, so we're up on some cliffs.
Oh man, we are probably in totally the wrong zone. We're right near where, like, the, you know, Duster and the Dad fought the Drago.
Yeah. The innocent revitalizing device has been left over from when the pigmen were here.
Well, either way, I'm having a good time just running around. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to be going...
I mean, this is totally the wrong zone, I know, but it's just, it's kind of interesting to be here.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. But like, you said it's like a snowy mountain thing?
Yeah, we have to go into a little mole cricket tunnel.
Okay.
I'm just sort of poking around at this point. Like, I obviously know that this is not where I need to be.
Yeah, it's a bunch of... This is the mountaintop where, at one point, they escaped.
Well, we had the big Drago fight, and once I had the Drago sword here.
It's all dusty, little tufts of grass. Looks kind of like a Utah-type place, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it has the same enemies, those, like, Titanese or whatever. The like smaller form of the, because these are like the those red guys that fly, except they're just the yellow green. Walking version.
Yeah, the greener ground
greener,
version.
Yeah, greener.
We're getting some free items.
Yeah, theoretically these were supposed to be used in the chapter one, but we just went beast mode and didn't even use them.
It's always tough when you're going to beast mode to even pick up the items.
Well, most of the time I'm using the items to, like, get ahead, but I feel like I was doing very well.
Oh, yeah, we did super well on chapter one. Alright, so we're going back down the vine through the dank, dark cavern.
So this clearly wasn't where we were supposed to go, but we'll have to find a lizard once we're out. Once I'm out of here, I'll find a lizard. What was up this one? This was the only one I didn't... Okay, it's just a dead end.
Well, the lizard said to cross the bridge, but then we haven't seen a lizard since we crossed the bridge, I think, which is maybe our problem.
Yeah, I think that is our problem. We could, like, theoretically look up a map to see, because we just need the waterfall where it's, like, near the Chimera Lab. Oh, damn it. It's near the Chimera Lab. It's the waterfall, that has the Mole Cricket entrance.
Did this feel like the world map?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be... It might be. It just depends on the, like, granularity of the map. Maybe they wanted us to go in here again for some reason. Oh, wait! Is this... No, we came through this secret tunnel. Actually, wait. Does this get us back to the Chimera Lab, though?
Gova Sanctuary and Volcano Gorge? Does that... No, we did Volcano Gorge, right?
Yeah.
It
would maybe be listed...
Argila Cliffs? Argila Pass and Sunstone Valley? Canteen Cavern?
Hard to say. I don't know the names of most of these places, just straight up.
Okay.
So, just listing names...
Snowcat Mountain, hold on. Mole Cricket's Hole.
Yeah, Mole Cricket's Hole.
Doria's House, Needle Remove.
Oh, no.
It just says...
I'm secret caverning way too hard.
Secret caverning? How to get to...
I do like how this is like a Metroidvania map where there's like tons of ways to get to places. In a way.
How to get to Mole Cricket Hole.
You know, it's a good thing that the people who are listening to this are pretty
Chimera
invested.
Chimera Laboratory. You know, near the river east of Chimera Laboratory.
Well, I know that, but I need to know how to get to the Chimera Laboratory.
Oh. Well. Did we go through the crypt?
Is there, like, a... Like, a thing... Was it with the highway? And if so, how do we get back to the highway system?
It looks like it's off from part of the forest.
Oh, Lord. We need to go all the way over there. We have gone fully the wrong direction, and those lizards lied to us. We are gonna take this road back. So yeah, we have wasted about 30 minutes, but that's just how these games go.
Sometimes you just have it just goes.
The game does guide you through a very easy path, but then you don't get duster and stuff, and...
We've taken our boat trip.
So we're back in Tasmelli, and we're going to...
head north into the village, or head north into the forest?
No.
Oh.
Go down the train tracks again.
Oh my god. Alright. Fair enough. Oh! Oh, we got red attacked by a slither hen. It plucked with its beak, did one damage to Shug, and then got instantly tame. From a...
tamed by Shug.
It was tamed by Shug.
It pecked Shug once, and then he, like, bit it on the neck and, you know, shook it around like a rat.
You know, don't get attacked by a dog. It's not good. Oh, blue attack by three slither hens.
Oh my god, they're all attacking at once.
One slither hen tame, two slither hen tames, three slither hen tames.
I can't believe Kumatora is slower than Lucas. Lucas is slow as fuck.
Is there some,
I think I must equipment? Have gotten weird rolls. Also, equipment's probably playing a factor. I think it's both.
Yeah, I think Lucas might have something that makes him faster.
But it's just funny.
Yeah. Got real bad speed growth. I do remember that. In almost every boss fight, he always goes last. Alright, we're at the robot factory?
Club Titty Boo. Yeah, which is behind the... And then we're over here, and then this is where the thing is.
Okay, so we finally found it. Are you gonna talk to the mole cricket?
Talk to this man.
We're mole crickets. We dig holes and live in them. We're exceptionally proud.
So I can go right to the story, or I can check out if there's something to do. I think this might just be a hot spring.
This is a hot spring.
Okay. Well, I am full healed except that one Shug health, so...
Alright. Well, let's get this mole cricket hole map going.
Oh, glad to see you didn't wimp out on me. Here is our elder. We've asked him to judge our match today. If you try and run away or do anything cheap, neither of us will sit by quietly. So just so you know. Anyway, I've got special rules for our match. If by some chance an outcome hasn't reached after 10 minutes have passed, we'll go to overtime, which will last 5 more minutes. And if a conclusion still isn't reached after that, our elder will decide who the winner is. Elder, is there anything you'd like to add?
Wait. You folks are truly seriously going to fight him? Take my advice. Sometimes the bravest thing to do is to run away. But you insist on it. In that case, I won't stop you.
You ready to do this thing? Yes. Alright, I guess you have no care for your own life. The bell has rung.
Alright. We're fighting the mole, Cricket. We've got 10 minutes to fight.
Identical stats the first time you fight him.
Well, then down he goes.
When you just have Lucas and Glass? Like level 3? That's enough, that's enough, we give up. To think such a mighty mole cricket warrior could have been so easily defeated. Perhaps mole crickets aren't so powerful after all. I'll meditate on what else this means at a later time, but for now the match is over. I suppose the traditional thing to do now is be on good terms with you. So let's be friends. Is there anything you need? Be this guy.
Actually, yeah. Do you know where the needle's ceiling
is? Oh, wait, this is Kumatora. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be the cricket because of the way he moved. Actually, yeah. Do you know where the needle sealing away the dark dragon are? We're looking for them.
We mole crickets aren't very knowledgeable creatures. But, call it a hunch, I think there could be a clue to these mysterious objects on the mountain at the far end of the mole cricket hole. I figure what's the elder got to say, too. He's hard to read sometimes, though. Yes, I agree. The mountain! Go through this mole cricket hole and head up the mountain. I'm curious. That's what you must do.
I'm certain that's what you must do.
Oh, I'm certain it's what you
need. The mountain, huh? We don't have any other leads to follow up on, so let's check it out. Oh, hey. You guys don't know anything about the dark dragon itself, do you?
Sadly, we don't. We really are just mole crickets. Even though he's our elder, he's still just a mole cricket, too. We have no real strength at all. It's a pity. The very least we can do is help you by eating the lotus roots, blocking your way, and other things like that. Wow, a dragon. I bet it's really incredible. It must be incredible indeed. I've learned so much today. A dragon that sleeps underground, needles that seal it away, us being surprisingly weak, living a long life is worth it. Do you suppose you could tell us mole crickets about even more things?
Yes.
Thanks. We'll try not to be too much of a bother. So please, raise us to be great. To start off, I'm thinking of starting a business in my own unique mole cricket way. Please stop by if you ever happen to see us. Oh yeah. If you're going to go through this mole cricket hole, you should take my little bro with you. He's little, but he's a tough one. You can treat him just like any other item. Hey, little bro, come here. And the cricket's up to us.
By the way, the traveling salesmen, like the normal shops from this point on, are mole crickets.
Good.
Going into business.
If you get lost in this mole cricket hole, just ask my little bro for help, and he'll bring you straight back here. All right, little bro? Come on, bro, get your act together. The bad news is he's kind of lame and hates the sunlight more than anything else in the world, so be careful. You can't take him with you outside the mole cricket hole. Right, little bro?
Okay, so there's, like, a way to do this. I'll talk to these people, but, like, I think you have to, like, always take right turns or maybe, like, always take left turns.
I'll give you this unbelievably accurate yet unhelpful map.
Yeah. These are, yeah, it's,
That's a lot of map.
It's a mess.
It's showing tunnels that don't exist, also. This mole cricket hole is really big, you know. You're gonna get bored fast if you don't do pointless chit-chat with us. Crawl, save your game.
He's green, you can see this,
Oh, this is a mole frog. Mole crickets know everything. Just about everything ever. Like how to dig holes and how to win fights.
Okay, so I need to...
So there's, some, like, mushroom things on the path. And we go up and we push A, and then mole crickets appear and eat it all up.
They're a big lotus plant.
Oh, yeah. Now on sale, elder approved, made fresh daily. Only the most honest of the honest make these scrumptious delights.
Oh, Sincerity dumplings.
Sincerity dumplings.
A 100 for 100? Not bad.
Right. Lotus root things are yum. Even their holes are yum.
Okay, so... Okay. Let's make sure when...
That was the entrance.
So that was the entrance. Going...
We have them eat a lotus root. These lotus roots have a face on them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're eating people here.
You want to get to what's on the other end of this mole cricket hole? Everything over there is mysterious for some reason. I'm not brave at all, so I'm not too scared to go. If there's a turn, turn. Even if you don't want to. Do that, and you'll eventually reach the other end of this mole cricket hole. Have faith in yourself and proceed, not straight ahead. Time for another song. Misty Tony, but it's not the path I choose. Don't complain, just grin and bear it. As you go down that twisty, turny road, it's not the path I choose. Who dare I choose it, I wonder? What a weird song. Whenever there's a turn, be sure you turn. No matter what happens, turn it. Every turn. Do that and you'll never get lost. All right.
Turn. Okay. We're following every single turn we can. And we take a vine up.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Alright. There's no enemies in Sarah, so it's just a nice, pleasant go through the tunnel thing.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to them and you were just trying to get through it on your own, it would be a big pain in the ass, so they don't put enemies in it.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Like, you would lose track of which way was I going? Did I turn? Like, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Turn.
All right. We're already out.
Yeah.
We're to a cave entrance thing, but...
Yeah. It's like the tunnel has opened up into a little bit of an alcove. And then we're going up. And we're headed out.
It's the winter's music.
Yeah, we're on a, as promised, snow-covered hillside. Oh, the mole cricket says, well, I guess this is where we part ways. I don't have a name, but remember me sometimes as being a pretty cool guy, okay?
I will.
Sure, yeah, the mole cricket, he's a good guy. Oh, he's a great guy. Snowman says, welcome, I'm surprised anyone would come to such a cold place.
We're higher than the level of the enemies here, I think. The chili dog and its cohort block the way.
So the chili dog is made out of, like, animated ice. It's not just a dog that's a little bit cold. It's like a dog that's made out of living ice. And he's got, like, reflective surface facets all over him. It's a pretty cool dog.
Okay, actually, I don't wipe them off the face of the earth, so I want to try and get one, yeah, a behind, and if he survives around.
A 10 Yeti?
Because he's hanging 10, yeah.
Okay, it's a Yeti on, like, a piece of bark as like, a snowboard.
He loves snowboarding.
And he's hanging 10 on a snowboard. / surfboard.
He's surfing the snow, bruh. Wait, full destroy.
What is the, Lydia's a very kind person. We snowmen love Lydia. How do they know? Lucas up the present. Commentora got a cancer bracelet.
I think that this is a downgrade.
Yeah, it's 5 points less than what we got.
Yeah, there is kind of an order to these areas. No.
Well, it's not the worst.
Yeah.
Chili Dog used a biting attack and then a Psy Freeze to Duster. Oh no.
I imagine going to the Duster area before you get Kumatora would be quite difficult comparatively.
I mean, that's just the price of allowing open-world gaming into JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome to Snowcap Mountain. I'm a snowman that Lydia made. Oh, Lydia was up here making the snowman. This is an item storage guy.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to talk to him right now.
A frog. The snowman says, from the moment we're made, snowmen wait for someone. Some snowmen melt away without ever meeting anyone. Well, that's sad.
I can't believe the mole cricket came all the way up here. Getting brave.
Gasp, please, I'm a mole cricket. I followed you here. I'm studying, you see. I have an undying sense of curiosity. It's like the call of the wild and all that. For whatever reason, I picked up all sorts of stuff along the way. Please let me use them to conduct this business. Alright, so he's got Sincerity Dummings, Warm Sweater, Bantam Charm. I think all this stuff is going to be downgraded. Oh! We got some good hats.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the hats in a second.
But we don't have the Dragon Points to buy anything right now.
It's true. I think sprinting is basically not helpful anymore.
You mean sprinting to skip?
Sprinting bomb.
Oh, sprinting bomb.
Because they have different, like, levels.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna talk to a frog first. Thank you, I'm still new to this, but I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can. So he's gonna be up here. I'm gonna heal real quick. Isn't it nice to be in this hot springs on this cold mountain?
On this cold mountain.
Oh, look over there, it's a Maggie. The bunnies all run. They're now runnies.
Oh, dear me. Our little bunnies have run off. This is quite a surprise, you see. We haven't had visitors in some time. You must be cold. Come inside and warm up. Oh, there's a pigman on the bed. You're the one they call Lucas. I've heard about you from Ionia. They say you're the one who can pull out the needles. Such a strong, sweet face. I am Lydia, the Maggie of Snowcap Mountain. What you seek is behind this house. It's surreal realizing the time has finally come for my needle to be pulled. I never thought this day would come to pass.
When you pull the needle, I will vanish. That is our fate as Maggies, so that is what must happen. When the time comes, I will welcome it with open arms, but there is one concern I have. Who will take care of my precious bunnies once I'm gone? No one will be here to look after them.
And then we all look to the pig man on the bed.
And then there's him. He still hasn't regained his strength yet. I hope everything works out for the best when the time comes. We aren't permitted to interfere, and it's wrong of me to worry so much about it. I'm a mess. A horrible Maggie. I never believed the time would come. Lucas, pull the needle, because it's time.
Lydia unlocks the back door.
Now then, have faith that the time has come and go pull the needle. I've unlocked the door for you. Talk to Min. Lydia's prized fluffy bed. As all it says.
We can't wake up the pigmen. We try to go out back.
What is that? Is that what it sounds like when the time comes?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
There's a lot of bombing going on outside. Then he wakes up and immediately starts saluting.
And the sky has turned yellow with weird, bizarre attacks.
Now this is when the needle's pulled.
Oh, the needle's being pulled. They beat us to it. So multiple people can pull the needles? Right, because we've been beaten to some of them before.
We've been beaten again, because we took all that time.
We took all that time.
But you are beaten regardless of where you go and when you come to this.
Fade to white. Fade back in. Oh, even the snowmen's are messed up.
This is the mysterious figure who can pull the needles. This helmeted figure.
Yeah, who we don't know who it is.
He's dressed in the same garb that Lucas was dressed in when everyone called him the commander.
Yeah. And he turns and looks at us, and we dot 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 to him.
He's really Kylo running it up over there.
There's a mecha gorilla that approaches. Oh, he's got like bat wings, like Batman bat wings that come out.
And then he mech suit flies away with his bat wings.
And then the mecha gorilla approaches.
Although the bat wings have like jetpacks also.
The steel mecha gorilla. Alright. So we're gonna shield offense down on that guy.
Honey showers! Honey showers for all!
Hit him with the bees!
Suddenly, a swarm of bees attack the honey-covered steel mecha gorilla, or mecha-rilla. They're not that good, but it's funny.
Total damage, 94. Seems okay.
He's got pretty good stats, and, like, my guys started off with,
His offense goes down by 32 when we offense down him, so
yeah.
He must have, yeah, pretty good stats.
Swung a steel ball, hits two of us, but I had shielded us, so we take half damage. So let's offense up the group. Keep offense downing him.
Give him a kick from Duster and Shug goes.
Saltwater gun.
Oh, because he's a mecha, right?
Yeah.
Well, that did 132, which is better than the bees, at least. Alright, so we're getting some offense ups on the party. And another defense, or another offense down on him. Which takes off 16, naturally.
We're getting swole.
We're getting way swole. So this is our second offense up on the party. And then we defense down him as well. His defense only drops by 13, so his defense must not be nearly as strong as his offense.
True.
But he's probably got a lot of hit points or whatever. Alright, yeah, now our basic attacks are doing like 150 to 200.
Yeah, we're just gonna, like, start bashing away at him. I think we can just take him out.
We're losing our shields. Should we reshield?
I can. I wanna, see what Thunder does. Misses! That's what it fucking does. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a reason I typically... Let's see if freeze is any good.
162, 190. Healed on the party. And the freeze gamma, 190.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just bash.
Yeah. Because of all the offense ups and offense downs. Level 45. Kumator 41. Duster 40. And Shug 44. And then it blinks out of existence. But we still don't have the needle.
That masked man. Could he be the one pulling the needles? Is Lydia alright? Oh my god, we gotta...
There's a dead snowman here. We snowmen are mere memories of a single snowfall and nothing more. Pay me no mind.
Dark stuff.
If we go... Oh. Lydia's fading out. But walks towards the needle site. Has a look at the destruction. Has a look at the little purple smoke gash. Lucas, someone other than you has pulled the needle. Whatever is inside that person's heart has been passed on to the Dark Dragon. You must pull the rest of the remaining needles from here on out. Keeps looking around. Looks to Lucas. Before I disappear, take this memento of me. Take good care of it. Received Leia's memento. Lucas, this is it. The time has come. Believe in that and keep pushing forward. This is where I say farewell. Don't worry about me. You can use the white box at the top of this mountain for leave. Also, go ask something.
Go talk to the big mask.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Send hugs and kisses to the next Maggie for me. Okay, so we go inside the hut. The pig mask has taken off his mask. Now he's just man. I secretly listened to your conversation. Me and you are enemies. Don't bother with me. Just do what you need to do. I have no intention of helping you guys out. That Maggie helped me out, though, even though I'm a complete stranger. So I'm going to stay here and look after his rabbits. Then we'll be even. Okay, so the rabbits are being cared for. The Snowcat Mountain? Alright, so we step off the cliff edge.
Oh, also that boss is kind of specced for three people to fight it, not four.
Yeah. We slide down to a field.
We walk into the distance and we're actually walking up a mountain.
Yeah. Like, the camera hasn't moved, we're just really far in the distance, little specks.
And then we,
get around the edge of the far mountain.
We get the box, he said. And the box is a refrigerator, which we're riding Indiana Jones style.
Mm-hmm.
And we launch ourselves off of a sweet jump.
Yeah, we sled down a slope.
We're flying through the air. It is like...
We're spiraling as we shoot through the air, like a football.
It is harrowing. And then we crash land deadly hard in the Tasmilly graveyard.
It lands upright.
And this is when we would see the bottle that's too, like distracting to not notice. And that's where we'd go into the grave to go to the Saturn Valley.
I see. Neat.
And then, so I'm going to save kind of close to the ocean so that we remember to go to the ocean. Wait. Need to go down a screen.
Down one screen.
Lucas is feeling feverish.
Oh, Lucas, you and your fevers. Oh, yeah. The item guy. We're going to deposit our Lydia's memento.
We can pull them all out once we get into Chapter 8 and things start getting serious.
Serious. We have to walk when there's a fever.
No problem with this trash can. I can't root around in it.
Oh, this is the crime. This is the crime.
I'm just checking out some of the houses. The pixel art is so great, and like the bespoke little items and things that they make.
Lucas, if fever went away, I learned Psy Shield Omega, was it?
Yeah, that's good. For when we fight psychic enemies who are going to attack the whole party. Yeah, like I just love all the little details.
Yeah, there's little townhouses.
So we're on the beach.
I think that there's a frog on the beach near the healing spot, if you go straight south. Or
there's one right here too, though.
Oh yeah, wait, what's that? Ah, this is the one I was thinking of.
All right. And then we'll finish it here, but I'll just walk over. Right here is the entrance point. Talk to these boots. And then you can just dive in the ocean. Anyway,
Are we done for today?
Yeah. Turn off the program.
Turn off the program. Bye!